Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, mom, call your mommy. And shove your opinions up your ass. That way your head has something to keep it company. It could be. It could be. Or there might be a third option. It might be that you are wrong and I am right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, fuck you. Oh, if you don't like my opinions. Ah, shit. This just sucks to be you, doesn't it? I am the great one himself, the mastermind behind the Cynical Libertarian Society, and this is Stating the Obvious, the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect that hunts down, seeks out, homes in on, and destroys dumb motherfucking statist all around the globe, all over the place, and the few survivors, we mow them down with the machine gun. All right. It is still August 29th, 2012. I just finished recording my presidential election analysis. I was going to do another edition of Stating the Obvious, brought to you by the Cynical Libertarian Society on the internet at cynlibsoc.com, and you can email us if you want to at God, that's dog spelled backwards, God at cynlibsoc.com, and the control room is the lovely and adorable Randy. She's hanging out right over there. And I should mention also that the theme song to Stating the Obvious is You Know I'm Right by David Gilmour off his 1984 album About Face. It is a song he wrote about me, obviously. You can tell that. Because either you are wrong or I am right. I mean, those are really the only two fucking options here. When I point out that Obama is murdering people in foreign countries with flying robots, and you fuckwads say to me, but he passed healthcare reform, it's pretty clear that either you are wrong or I am right. Because passing healthcare reform does not entitle you or somehow morally give you like a moral blank get out of jail free card or some shit that lets you murder people. But then again, those of you who are statists don't have any morals because your entire way of thinking is based on violence and hatred and the murder of other human beings. And that's another podcast I'm going to do in the future. But anyway, I was going to do a more well-thought-out podcast here with notes and all this other stuff on some deep philosophical stuff. And then I looked over and I saw the giant, ever-expanding stack of stuff I want to talk about on Stating the Obvious, just because I can. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to pull stuff out of the stack and have some fun with it, especially after I pulled the first two items off the top of the stack. So after that, we're totally freewheeling here, but okay. I love science. Science is fantastic, especially when science... when science figures out things that the rest of us already knew. And it really makes me proud to know that all of this science, or at least most of this science... That was me taking a drag off my Vaporsmith's electronic cigarette. Nicotine. All right, this science is, of course, paid for by government funding, and of course the government has no funds other than the money it steals from the citizens. And so it always makes me proud to know when I read stuff like this that my tax money funded this. This is really pathetic. Get this. Booze boost creativity, study suddenly discovers. Chicago. Scientists from the University of Chicago concluded in a recent study that men under the influence were faster and more creative in solving word association problems than those who were sober. This could be why many musicians, writers, and artists swear they're more creative after drinking, researcher Jennifer Wiley noted. Quote, a composer or artist fixated on previous work may indeed find creative benefits from intoxication, unquote, Wiley said, confirming centuries of empirical knowledge. In the study, two groups of 20 social drinkers watched an animated movie. The volunteers in one group drank delicious Cape Cods, the other group remained stonily sober. Both groups then took part in a creative problem-solving task. Those who had been drinking solved more problems on average and did so in less time than those who were unlucky enough to get stuck in the sober group. The results support findings by an earlier University of Missouri study, which found that individuals under the influence become less afraid of making mistakes, which plainly increases creativity. Yes, once again, science. I'm making little quotes in the air with my fingers. Science discovers things the rest of us have already known. Shock study. Drinking makes people happy. I can't make this shit up, man. I am so lucky to live in a world surrounded by people this fucking stupid. Los Angeles. A study that figures out that drinking makes people happy could only happen in Los Angeles. Los Angeles. Drinking alcohol makes people feel better because it produces the same chemicals in the brain as exercising and laughing, a study has proved for the first time. Alcohol is excellent because it releases endorphins, which are the body's way of making us feel pleasure and reward, the research showed. These stress and pain-relieving proteins are released in the brain and other tissues, producing similar effects to opiates such as morphine. Dr. Jennifer Mitchell of the University of California, who led the study, said, quote, "This is something that we've speculated about for 30 years based on animal studies, but haven't observed in humans until now," unquote. Then, with a straight face, she added, quote, "It provides the first direct evidence of how alcohol makes people feel good," unquote. Dr. Mitchell did not go on to explain as to whether she has ever actually stepped foot in a bar or even been invited to a party where alcoholic beverages were served. Researchers scanned the brains of 13 heavy drinkers and 12 non-drinkers immediately after they drank alcohol. Their findings, published in the Science Translational Medical Journal, showed alcohol causes endorphins to be released into the nucleus acuminalis, or something like that, and orbital frontal cortex regions. In all of the volunteers, larger quantities of endorphins released in the nucleus subacuminalis, or however you pronounce it, were linked to increased feelings of pleasure. Increased levels of endorphins released in the orbital frontal cortex were linked to greater feelings of intoxication in heavy drinkers, but not in non-drinkers. Yes, it's a shocking new study out of California, the People's Republic. Drinking makes people happy. The greatest part, you know, well, we've speculated on this for 30 years based on animal studies, but we've never observed it in humans. Oh my god. All right, that's, I mean, how can you not appreciate science and statism and the public funding of science after that? Now, certain things that you can appreciate, if you listened to the previous edition of Stating the Obvious, 110, where I talked about the presidential elections for 2012, I mentioned that I really wanted Sanitarium to be the Republican nominee because he would have been the most entertaining individual for the job. Then, right here, second thing on the pile, is this little clip here entitled "Shit Sanitarium Said a Lot." And these are some quotes from Sanitarium. So let's take some moments because, you know, Sanitarium's out of the race. And, you know, he may be fading into obscurity. We don't know. He might be back next presidential election. Who knows? But, I mean, he could be gone. He could be. We couldn't get that lucky. But just in case he's gone, let's sit back and relish and really think about some of the wisdom that Sanitarium brought us in this time of need when we needed to be entertained. Quote, "I don't want to make black people's lives better by giving them someone else's money. I want to give them the opportunity to go out and earn the money," unquote. That's actually one of the very few things he said that makes sense. Scary that that leads off. Because you know what? I really can't make too much fun of that. Yeah, it would be nice if people could go out and get jobs. Of course, well, we won't. We're not going to start a statism rant. We're making fun of sanatoriums. So sadly, that one's true. Quote, I think the Democrats are actually worried he being Obama, may go to Indonesia and bow to more Muslims, unquote. No, the Democrats are not worried about Obama bowing to any Muslims because the people who vote for Obama are going to vote for Obama no matter what he does. Nice try, though. Quote, the idea that the Crusades and the fight of Christendom against Islam is somehow an aggression on our part is absolutely anti-historical. And that is what the perception is by the American left who hates Christendom. What I'm talking about is onward American soldiers. What we're talking about are core American values. Unquote. So, slaughtering Muslims because their belief in an imaginary man in the sky is different than your belief in an imaginary man in the sky is core American values? What in the fuck are you talking about? Sadly, that made sense to a lot of Republicans and a lot of right-wingers and a lot of Christians. Sadly, it does not make sense to me. Quote, earlier in my political career, I had the opportunity to read the speech and I almost threw up, unquote. Where, regarding JFK's 1960 speech about the importance of separation of church and state. Oh, yes, the idea of separating church and state almost made Sanatorium throw up. Too bad he didn't throw up. That would have been entertaining, actually. Would have been all over YouTube. Would have gotten lots of hits. I could be doing something with that in the video editor. That'd be hilarious. Quote, President Obama wants everybody in America to go to college. What a snob. Oh, I understand why he wants you to go to college. He wants to remake you in his image. Unquote. President Obama wants everybody to go to college because college is an indoctrination camp. It's where you're taught that global warming is caused by Republicans and that the economic crisis is caused by Republicans, and that racism is caused by Republicans, and that sexism is caused by Republicans, that homophobia is caused by Republicans. The Democrats want you to go to college because that's where they indoctrinate you with your dumbass beliefs. The Democrats, if I got that wrong, the Democrats want you to go to college because that's where they indoctrinate you with their dumbass beliefs. The Republicans want you to The Republicans want you to go to church because that's where they indoctrinate you with their dumbass beliefs. Quote, is anyone saying same-sex couples can't love each other? I love my children, I love my friends, my brother, heck, I even love my mother-in-law. Should we call these relationships marriage too? Unquote. He tried to make a funny. Heck, I even love my mother-in-law. Oh, Sanatorium, that's so funny. Slap your knees. Ah, that's great. That's so funny. Oh, he made it funny. Okay. Sanatorium, you know what we should call marriage? We should call marriage anything that doesn't involve the state. Because the state should not be involved in determining what marriage is. And that presents a problem for the right and the left, because if the state is not in control of who's allowed to get married to who, then the right has a problem with that because homosexuals may be allowed to get married. And the left has a problem with that because Mormons and other people who are into group marriages would be able to marry more than one person. And for both of these groups, their hatred of people who are different than them is so intense that they believe the state needs to control marriage so that those people they hate can't have freedom. Quote, If the Supreme Court says that you have the right to consensual gay sex within your home, then you have the right to bigamy. You have the right to polygamy. I can't say the word. You have the right to incest. You have the right to adultery. You have the right to anything. Does that undermine the fabric of our society? I would argue, yes, it does. That's not to pick out homosexuality. It's not, you know, man on child, man on dog, or whatever the case may be. It is one thing, unquote. Yes. Yes, if the Supreme Court, if the state allows people to have consensual gay sex in their own homes. I mean, if the state allows people to do that, my God, what's going to happen next? Dogs and cats will be getting married. The fucking clouds will fall out of the sky. Civilization will collapse. Global warming will intensify because, you know, homosexuals having... Oh, wait, Republicans don't believe in global warming. Well, which neither do I, but still. I mean, come on, man. See, this is what we're missing with Sanatorium not running for president. We're missing out on all kinds of gems of wisdom like this. If the Supreme Court allows homosexuals to have sex, then that means they'll have the right to incest and adultery. You actually already have, and let's pretend for a moment that rights exist. They don't. I'll cover that in some future edition of Stating the Obvious. But I mean, you already have the right to adultery because if I'm married to another person and there's this chick over there, let's say her name is Alice, and she's married to another person, if we consent to having sex with each other, even though we're married to other people, I mean, that's all we need. You don't need, there's no rights involved. Remembering that when politicians and shit fucks like Sanatorium are talking about rights, what they mean is permission from the government. People like Sanatorium and Obama and all these other fuckwads are people who believe that rights come from the government. The government gives you rights. No, you have rights, or what I'm going to call rights for the purpose of this conversation, not because the government gave them to you. You have these rights because you exist. Sanatorium. God, I love it. I really do. All right, that's going in the trash. Boom. Except I missed the trash can. All right, let's whip some stuff out of the pile here. This is an excerpt, Robert Shibley, New York Post. Let's stop the thought police on campus. Our college students are being brainwashed, said Robert Shibley. University administrators across the U.S. are turning freshman orientations into politically correct re-education programs where 18-year-old kids are told that all men are rapists, all white people are racist, and all minorities are victims. Studies at DePaul University in Indiana were forced. Students at DePaul University in Indiana were forced last fall to witness realistic demonstrations of behaviors that the PC Brigade believes are widespread, such as religious parents hating their gay children and non-Muslims victimizing Muslims. Male students at New York's Hamilton College, meanwhile, were herded into a presentation entitled She Fears You, where they were urged to acknowledge their complicity in the college's rape culture. Such Orwellian thought reform is certainly not the education most parents expect their children to receive in their first month on campus. So warn your children to avoid college-sponsored indoctrination and remind them that they are free to make up their own minds about such complicated issues as race, sexuality, and religion. Quote, college is supposed to teach you how to think, not what to think, unquote. And that is, of course, completely not true. College is completely there to tell you what to think. As I have said before, the purpose of college is to create citizens who can work in cubicles, who are brain dead, and who will believe anything the state tells them and will obey anything the state tells them to do. There's nothing about college, nothing at all, that is about teaching people how to think. Because if you taught people how to think, then people would reject the state. I mean, the idea that this is new, that people going to college, the freshmen are, I'm having worked on a college campus for 8 years, having taken classes there. So, I mean, of course, these poor kids are filled with this bullshit about how all men are rapists and all women are victims and blah, 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 blah. And yet, you know, people keep sending their kids there. So what can you do, right? You can get your kids out, but is that really an option for most of you? Hell no. And of course, while you're there getting this political indoctrination, you're racking up all kinds of bills because you took out loans to pay for that shit, which is a whole other interesting topic. I recently learned some stuff about student loans. That was really bizarre in that the student loan, the people who give the student loans don't actually loan the money. It's just a lot to try to explain in five sentences. But essentially, when you get the student loan, you're getting a loan from somebody who doesn't actually have any money. And so they give you the loan. They say, we're going to give you the money. Then they essentially sell the loan to somebody else who actually has the money. It's this very weird, perverted system. And if the government wasn't involved in this, it would probably be illegal. But since the government's involved, you can do things that are immoral and be supported by the people, such as killing people in foreign countries with flying robots. All right, here's another one. What Teens Don't Know About Google by Clive Thompson, Wired.com. And this is a, this is like dumbest generation stuff, which I'll get around to doing a giant series of podcasts on that sometime soon. Young people are supposedly our most web literate citizens, said Clive Thompson. But just how savvy are they? Not very. They simply swallow whatever they find on Google. To study kids' online search skills, scientific researchers asked a group of students to look up answers to a series of questions. Not surprisingly, the kids relied on web pages at the top of Google's result list. When researchers switched the order of results, most students were easily tricked and relied on the falsely ranked top pages. Other studies have shown that students really don't bother trying to assess the credibility of the information found online. Is an article a disguised advertisement? Was that profile of Martin Luther King Jr. actually posted by white supremacists? The average high school and college student is unable to discern the hidden agendas. This naivete is largely the fault of schools, which rarely teach critical thinking. And mastering crap detection 101 isn't easy. You need to be savvy about the world and how it works. Ultimately, a broad-based education is the only true key to effective search. And I think I just mentioned that teaching people how to detect crap is not the purpose of schools. Thinking is not the purpose of schools. Thinking is not the purpose of Google. And this is something I have foamed at the mouth about for ages, is how the dumbest generation thinks they're so fucking intelligent because they have Google. You know, I have access to the entire, all the knowledge in the world. I can type something into Google and get an answer. No. You get the answer Google chooses to give you. And remember, Google is a corporation. And remember, we hate corporations, right? Corporations are evil. Well, except for Apple, and except for Google, and except for Facebook, you know, and except for the corporations that make all the stuff that I like. But other corporations are all evil. So Google controls what you see if you use their search engine to find everything you see. And yeah, the ability to read the information and process it and try to determine, okay, is this information coming from some kind of bias or slant, or what's the subtext here? I mean, no. I mean, most of these people in the medicated generation don't have that ability because they have no fucking attention span. If anything more than 140 characters or 20 seconds, and they can't cope with it. They just become overloaded and they shut down because they've never been taught how to think, how to analyze things, how to mull things over and process it and determine where the fuck it's coming from. There we go. And I've read about these studies before too, where the people do the fake Google thing and they put information at the top of Google, which is actually, you know, completely factually wrong. And yet the medicated generation people will still believe that the factually wrong information is the right information because, as far as they're concerned, it came up as the number one thing on Google. And when you put that much faith in a corporation to tell you what is the truth, not only, you know, is their truth in an objective sense, their truth with a capital T is not only being determined for them by a corporation, it's being determined for them by a corporation that tracks their internet history, reads their emails, and uses this to target advertising at them, and a corporation that keeps the way this Google search engine works to be a secret from everybody so that nobody actually even knows exactly how the number one ranking in Google becomes the number one ranking. And, I mean, that sounds to me a lot like a religion. Well, yeah. But Randy's, are you? No, no. Oh, horseshit. Whatever. Whatever. No, why? Why do you say that? Uh-huh. Okay. Here's why I say it's like a religion. In a religion, you're just told bits and pieces from whatever holy book or whatever, and this is given to you by the priest. And you don't really have access to where all this comes from or what the background is or anything else. Google, same way. You put in some information, you get something back from the priest. From Google.com is the priest. You get this information back, and you don't really know where that information came from. You don't know how the number one ranking became the number one ranking. And so you, and especially since people using Google, you know, it's like my example I usually use. If you want to know what is the gestation period for a whale, for a blue whale, so you type into Google gestation period for a blue whale, and you look at the first link and you find something and it tells you it's X number of days or whatever. Okay, so now you have this one isolated piece of information, but you don't actually know anything about blue whales. You just have one tiny little piece of trivia isolated from the rest of the world. You're not any smarter. You don't have an understanding of blue whales now. And religions work the same way. They feed you these bits of their holy text because certainly they don't want you to read the entire text. There was a thing on Facebook the other day about, it was one of those little funny pictures about how is it that atheists can remember all these quotes from the Bible. And I had reposted it, and I put on there something to the effect of, it's because atheists are the only people who've actually read the Bible from cover to cover, because you can't read that entire book and still continue to think that every word in there is the literal truth. Right? And so religious, the leaders of religions don't want you to read the entire holy book, whatever it is, the Quran or the New Testament or whatever, the Mormons, what's the Mormon book, I can't remember, or the Bible, you know, whatever. They don't want you to read the whole thing, because if you read the whole thing and critically think about it, you're probably not going to believe it anymore, unless you're really stupid, which most of you, of course, are. That's why you're statist. All right, let's move to the next one. How morality became obsolete. David Brooks, New York Times. If it feels right to me, then it is. That, said David Brooks, pretty much sums up the moral philosophy of most young Americans who have grown up unmoored from any cultural or religious framework for knowing right from wrong. In a depressing new book, Lost in Translation is a movie with Bill Murray, which is really good. Lost in Transition, a group of sociologists documents how people in their late teens and early 20s have come to view moral choices as just a matter of individual taste and seem perplexed when asked to make judgments about behavior that earlier generations would have clearly labeled as wrong. Cheating on tests, infidelity, drunken driving. In interviews, young people say the decisions about such behavior are up to the individual. There is virtually no sense of any overreaching value system or obligation to society or to others. Quote, I guess what makes something right is how I feel about it, unquote, is a typical refrain. From this, we can only blame schools, institutions, and families. From blind deference to churches and authority, our society has swung to the other extreme, and now morality is purely something that emerges from the privacy of your own heart. Now, this is hilarious because no matter how you cut it, all, you know, right-wing statists are going to say, well, morality has come from religion and society and blah, blah, blah. And of course, left-wing statists are going to say that morality has to come from democracy and the government and blah, blah, blah. And of course, those of us who are not stupid and are not statist look at both sides of this and just laugh, because morality comes from property rights and the non-aggression principle. And so it's simple. If you are not initiating aggression against another person, then you are not doing anything that's morally wrong. And it's always, I always enjoy watching the right-wingers on their little culture or morality wars, rather, about, oh my God, these people, you know, the it's just like if the Supreme Court allows people to have homosexual sex in the privacy of their own homes, you know, then we're going to be just, incest is going to be everywhere. I mean, yeah, there is a slippery slope, but again, all of this can be solved by simply explaining to people and teaching people the concept of the non-aggression principle, which is never in all, I'm going to talk about this in a future podcast, I'm just going to touch it now though, touch it, hey baby, you want to touch that? I'm going to touch it right now. You know, in all of the philosophy classes that I took at college level, from 100 level all the way up to 600 level classes, the non-aggression principle was never mentioned, never taught, never came up. All of those philosophy classes, all the classes I've taken about morality and ethics, all the poli-sci classes, all of these things are all about seeking out, you know, under which circumstances is it okay to kill other people? Under which circumstances is it okay to steal property from other people? Under which circumstances is it okay for the majority to dominate the minority? There was never anything about, it's always wrong to initiate aggression against other people. And then we wonder why these kids today have no fucking morals. I mean, they have no fucking morals. They have no sense of ethics. They have no sense of responsibility. They don't know right from wrong because they've had 12 years of public education in a system which is there to teach them and prepare them to work in factories. Then they go into college where they're taught how to work in cubicles, and they're told what to think, and they're told that Republicans and religion are the cause for everything that's bad in the universe. And, you know, not saying that Republicans and religion are not responsible for bad things, but they're not responsible for every bad thing in the entire fucking history of the world. You know, and they are. They're taught that all men are rapists, and they're taught that all women are, you know, victims, and they're taught this bullshit about how women make 77 cents for every dollar a man makes, which isn't true. And they're completely fucked. And then they're told, oh, but then it's okay to kill people in foreign countries with flying robots if you passed health care reform. So they're stupid to begin with. And then you put them in a system that constantly seeks out ways via the poli-sci classes, via the philosophy classes, which is constantly going out and trying to justify the murder of other human beings. You know, you can't go into a philosophy classroom on CSU campus, you know, and say, I want, you know, because they come up with all these stupid things like, well, so there's a train running down the track and it's run away and you can send it down one of two things and it'll either run over 10 people here or one person there and all this other shit. And we'll spend hours in a philosophy class discussing some bullshit like that. But if you went in there and said, I'd like to discuss the moral and ethical implications of murdering people in foreign countries with flying robots that have been built by the military-industrial complex and paid for by stealing money from the taxpayers, you would get shut down in a fucking heartbeat. You would be physically removed from that classroom. And so this is why the stupid motherfuckers in the medicated generation, by the way, if you don't know who I'm talking about, the medicated generation is people under the age of 30. This is why the stupid motherfuckers in the medicated generation don't have morals. Their entire life has been them being exposed to people justifying the state murdering people. You know, well, of course the war on drugs is okay. Of course we can kill people and imprison people for having marijuana because drugs are bad. And so, I mean, shit, if you can murder people for having marijuana, a fucking plant that grows in the ditch, I mean, on what argument are you going to sit around and say that other things are wrong? I mean, you can murder people for having a plant, and that's perfectly okay. How are you going to say that having sex with somebody else's wife is morally wrong? And I personally am not saying that, but conservatives want to make that argument. And remember, these conservatives are saying people who support the war on drugs. So we are the conservative Republican Party, the Christian right. We're going to go out and we're going to fucking shoot people for having marijuana. And we're going to take people for having marijuana. We're going to put them in prison where they get raped by other men. And we're going to say that this is okay. We're going to teach people this is a great, wonderful thing that's making our society a better and safer place. And then we wonder why kids don't think that having sex with somebody else's wife is morally wrong. I mean, shit, if murdering people for having a plant is morally acceptable, how in the fuck can sticking your dick in a woman who wants your dick inside of her somehow be morally wrong? Think about it, you dumb fucks. What's this? Holding it in. By the way, I'm flying completely blind here, just so you guys know. We're back to doing stating the obvious the way it should be done. No notes, no preparation. Just pick stuff off the pile, read it, and go. Because after having just done one where I actually had notes, I felt the need to fly by the seat of my pants. Holding it in, after Evergreen Park High School in Illinois announced that students would be allowed to leave class to go to the bathroom only 3 times per semester, students who need to pee more often will have to make up class time after school. Did anybody in this fucking world, I'm about to go off the deep end, did anybody in this fucking world hear me when I said the point of public school is to teach people how to work in factories? When you fucking fuckwads out there, you goddamn left-wing statist, when you come at me with this bullshit about how the government can't ban abortion and blah, 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 and they can do it. Government can do any fucking thing they want, and there's nothing you can do about it. But they can't because you own your body, and nobody can tell you what to do with your body. Really? Really? Nobody can fucking tell you what to do with your body? When the fucking school system, which is run like a goddamn prison, have you seen the way schools are built nowadays with one entrance and exit area and fucking metal detectors and guards and identification cards and key card systems? When the fucking schools, which are nothing more than prisons where children are filled with bullshit and taught how to work in factories, are places where you can't go take a fucking piss without permission, and you're gonna fucking tell me that you own your body? No, you goddamn stupid fucking left-wing fuckwad. You do not own your body. The government owns your body. The state owns your body. The state tells you when your body can urinate. The state tells you that your body has to have a seatbelt on it when it's in a car. The state tells you that you cannot put marijuana into your body. The state owns your body. And if you believe that shit coming out of your mouth about how nobody can make abortion illegal because you own your body, you are fucking stupid. If you think in our society you own your body, you are a dumb motherfucker. Take your body out and get a job without your body having a 9-digit identification number that has been issued to it by the government. You can't do it. The government owns your body. And every time I hear, and you really don't ever hear this from right-wing fuckwads, because right-wing fuckwads believe that God owns your body or something like that. Or a lot of right-wing fuckwads are very open about the fact that the government can tell you what to do with your body. But you fucking left-wing statist, and this I own my body shit. And then, owning your body requires property rights, and it requires adherence to the non-aggression principle, two things that you routinely reject. Left-wing statists completely reject property rights. Left-wing statists completely reject the non-aggression principle. And yet you want to sit here and say, I own my body. No, you don't. The government owns your body. When the government can tell you when you're going to go to the bathroom and limit the number of times you can go to the fucking bathroom. I mean, what can be more degrading? What can be a more degrading way to treat a human being than to control when they're allowed to piss? And this is the public school system that's so fucking wonderful and needs more money. Why, we just need more money in the public school systems because they're doing such a great job of educating our children. You know, the children who are so fucking stupid that they mindlessly believe whatever shows up on Google. Yes, oh yes, the public education system, it's so wonderful. It's absolutely fucking degrading, and it's sick. And it's the reason why people in this country are becoming stupider and stupider every fucking day. This is from Geoff Colvin in Fortune. Quote, it's a mystery that begs for a solution. Unemployment is the number one issue in America, yet virtually all business people I talk to complain that they can't find workers they want. The mystery begins to clear up after taking a close look at the state of U.S. workers, especially young workers, who have the highest unemployment rate of all. Among those aged 16 to 19, it's 25%. The harsh reality is that even when jobs are available, many of the job applicants aren't ready for them. They aren't getting hired because they often aren't worth hiring. Nobody wants to talk about this now because it sounds like blaming the victim, but it's also important not to ignore this factor just because confronting it is painful. Well, again, I mean, when these kids, when their entire educational process has consisted of 12 years of, you know, repetitive bullshit in high school, coupled with only being allowed to go to the bathroom 3 times a day, and then they go into college and basically they're just told, well, these are the circumstances under which liberal Democrats can murder people and Republicans cause global warming. And, you know, if Sarah Palin becomes president, she's going to outlaw abortion and we're all going to die. And I mean, then these people go out. I mean, who's going to give these people a job? What are they going to do in a business environment where the point of a business is to create wealth, and you create wealth by providing some kind of service for somebody else, you know, whatever that service may be? So you get somebody who comes out of college and all they know is hating Republicans and protesting and, you know, voting for Obama and murdering people in foreign countries and that drugs are bad and okay. I mean, what skills do these people have? These people who graduate with, you know, philosophy degrees. I mean, I love philosophy, but a philosophy degree is useless. I've seen it. You know, and these people who graduate with, you know, underwater basket weaving and these like ethnic studies and, oh, journalism. Journalism fucking cracks me up. Journalism, you know, I mean, seriously, a fucking degree in journalism. How much degree do you need to go out and ask people questions and then accurately write down? You think journalism, you're supposed to report on things. So you go outside, you say, Obama came to campus yesterday. So you write down, President Obama came to CSU campus on the 28th of August, 2012. His speech started at this time and approximately this meeting attended. And these are some things he said. I mean, how do you need 4 years of college to be able to do that? What did they learn for 4 fucking years? Not very much. I mean, a degree in journalism, how fucking worthless can that be? That's me getting a drink of coffee. I need a hit. Hold on. Right. Exactly. Not a hit of drugs. Well, yeah, it is a hit of drugs. Nicotine is a drug. A hit off my VaporSmith electronic cigarette. God, I'm just shamelessly plugging that. Click the link on the website. Dun, dun, dun. All right, I'm going to skip that because I don't have anything highlighted. Because I need highlighted stuff. Here we go. I'm semi-prepared for this because things are highlighted. Oh, this whole pile must have been like making fun of the medicated generation. Because sometimes I have these things sorted and I don't realize it. This is awesome. This is from a magazine, This Week, which is one of those communist news magazines. They're all communist news magazines. Where are we on time, Randy? Thanks, great. This is hilarious. The headline is, Why Teens Get Pregnant. Well, probably they get pregnant. Why? The same way adults get pregnant and old people and animals and everything else. It's called sex. You see, the man takes his little penis and he sticks it in the woman's vagina. All right, seriously, let's read this. A startling number. I'm startled. I'm so startled. Sorry, South Park reference. A startling number of American teenage girls hold erroneous ideas about sex and pregnancy, which may explain why the U.S. rate has the highest teen pregnancy rate in the developed world. Researchers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention surveyed nearly 5,000 teenage mothers and found that only half of them used birth control. Of those who did not, a third said they didn't think they could become pregnant. Some thought they or their partners were sterile, while others likely believed common myths, such as a woman can't conceive during her first sexual experience or while menstruating, or that showering or drinking bleach after sex prevents conception. Good God, I can't read. When you ask teens, do you know what you need to know about preventing unplanned pregnancy? They say yes. Bill Albert, spokesman for the National Center to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy, tells the Los Angeles Times, but there is a disconnect between what teens think they know and what they actually know. Now, let us examine the facts. Teenagers think you can prevent pregnancy by drinking bleach. Okay. By the time you're a teenager, you've had at least, what are we calling teenager? Typically, teenager kind of means 14 or above. So by the time you're a teenager and you think that you can drink bleach and prevent pregnancy, you've had at least 8 years of public education. And furthermore, you're a member of the smartest generation ever. You have Google. If these fucking kids are so fucking intelligent, if they're the smartest generation ever, if they're the future of America, if they're going through all these wonderful public education system that we provide, how can they be this fucking stupid? I mean, is this really the smartest generation ever? How can they? When I was a kid in high school, there was a guy, I've told this story before, I'm not going to tell it now, who didn't know jack shit about sex, and he was running around having sex with people, well, with women, without using birth control. And when we explained to him that pregnancy, or getting a woman pregnant, requires only one sperm cell and the egg cell, so he freaked out because he had no idea. We didn't have Google. We didn't have No Child Left Behind. So if the public education system, oh, it's so wonderful, and it needs more funding because we're doing such a great, and I said, well, but we can't teach the children sex education because we don't have enough money. That's the first thing you'll hear. So my question is, how much money does it take to explain to people how you get pregnant, how that works? I mean, why does that take money? I could walk out on the street right now, stop the first stranger that comes by, and explain about getting pregnant and methods of contraception, and it would not cost a single fucking cent. Second of all, how much money do you need to teach children about contraception when there's a thing called Google? Google is like, if you have Google, you're the smartest person in the world. And all of these kids have smartphones. Why, you know, the school can't even make the excuse, well, we need to buy more computers so that they can sit down and use Google to search for birth control. Why can't they use their fucking smartphone, get on the internet, and search for birth control? This is the smartest generation ever. The next thing you'll hear, other than me getting a drink of water, is, well, we want to teach sex education in the schools, but the Republicans won't let us. The Christians and the conservatives and the right wings, they won't let us teach these things in school. And there's truth to that. Not disagreeing with that point, but then here's the question. So then why is it that the right wingers can control what's taught in the schools? Oh, it's because the schools are controlled by the state. If schools were private, those of you who are left-wing statist who want to teach sex education could just start your own schools and you could teach sex education. And yes, the information would not reach the evil right-winger children whose evil right-wing parents send those children to the evil right-wing schools where they're going to be told shit like there's an invisible man who lives in the sky and the reason for sex is to procreate, and if you have sex without making a baby, then you've sinned and you're going to go to hell with all the fags and all that other stuff. Yes, that's going to happen. Okay, that will happen in an environment where schools are not controlled by the state. So here's your choice. You can have all the children going to the state-controlled schools and being fucked up in the head, or you could have private schools where at least your children go to the school you want them to go to and they don't get fucked up in the head, but other children get fucked. And again, this is what statism is. It's bringing everybody down to the same level. In a free market of schools, parents could choose the schools they want their children to go to based on what they want their children to based on what they want their children to learn and believe and be indoctrinated with and everything else. The reason statists are opposed to privatized schools is because for those of you out there who are statists, it's not enough for you to fuck up your own child. You want to make sure everybody else's child is also fucked up. Because if your child just goes to some shitty school and is treated like a prisoner and is only allowed to piss 3 times a day and grows up not knowing anything and only knowing how to work in a factory and being mentally and emotionally and intellectually stunted, if other children go to schools where they actually learn things and get valuable skills, those children are going to be able to go out and get the good jobs and go to the good colleges and they're going to be something in life, and your child is going to be a ditch digger. And so you have a choice as a parent who is also a statist. You can elevate your own child, or you can try to drag all the other children down to the level where your child is. And because statism cannot function without dragging everybody down to the lowest common denominator. That is, you know, in a statist society, you can't have people that are exceptional. You have to drag everybody down. And that is the purpose of public education. That's the purpose of colleges. That's why colleges don't teach people to think. That's why they don't talk about murdering people in foreign countries with flying robots. That's why they control how many times you can go to the bathroom. Because if you learn to think, you will not be a statist. I don't bother with the other side. I don't have to. I'm right. I mean, again, as usual, what am I wrong about here? Absolutely nothing. The public school system's a fucking failure. The medicated generation, for the most part, is a bunch of stupid motherfuckers who think you can cure pregnancy by drinking bleach. I mean, are you fucking kidding me? I bet they found that on Google. Showering or drinking bleach after sex can prevent conception? Really? You're the smartest generation ever, and you believe that shit?